see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn, they got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see, it's going by the book. It's going by the book. Armies in the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer, are the trumpets getting ready to blow. There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. The prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see, it's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Welcome, family, to the Watching for Jesus program. My name is Thomas Campbell. I am the host of this program, and welcome as we begin the week again. Part one. Actually, it's going to be part six of the Perverse Spirit. I'm going to add some things to it this week, and actually today, to clarify some issues and so forth. Problem is, you know, what is meaning? What's the meaning is the moth to the flame? We're attracted to the flame just to get burned up. People are attracted to the fear. People are attracted to the threat. But they're not attracted to the solutions. They want the solutions, but they're attracted to the fear. They like the fear and don't know it. Then the other type are those who avoid any of the fear and they just stick in their world and don't want to be told anything. They read it in the paper, but they just deny it. They read it, see the headlines, but their mind just shuts down. Some people you can talk about the New World Order for 15 minutes. Some people, 30 seconds. Literally. I'm going to talk about that a little bit today, but I want to talk about, secondly, and the priority today is the perverse spirit which drives everything going on today. I mean, that's what's driving everything. It would do for the so-called Joint Chief of Staff, your four-star generals. I keep using them as an example, but it's a perfect example. Your legislators, your college professors, it would do them good to face reality, but they're not. They're authorship of books, movies, leading young students on their trek to adulthood, and grading paper is the power they have, yes. Four-star generals orchestrating wars and so forth, the power they have, yes, is absolutely nothing. The supernatural controls it all. And they all have different ideas of the supernatural. But there's one God. There's a Satan. And the war is not really between God and Satan, because God gave us as humans free will. The war is between us and Satan. God's waiting for us to come to him. He's already won. Why is there a war? How's there a war when the victor is already there? The war, the evil, good and evil, is between humankind and the evil forces. It's you and Satan. That's the war right there. If I'm wrong, please tell me. Has not Jesus Christ won on the cross of Calvary? Yes, he did. He defeated death at the cross of Calvary. Unlike what Joyce Myers, Copeland, Benny Hinn, these others that are Freemasons, the Eastern Stars, by blood oath they lie and deceive. Almost all of them at the international level, national level, on TV, they're all liars. I would say it right off the get-go. Because they have taken a blood oath. They either belong to the Council of Foreign Relations, or the Freemasons or Eastern Stars, which they take an oath to lie. Don't anybody understand that? Don't, at the first degree level of Freemasonry, don't you know that you're taking an oath to lie? Why does not that not sink in? Because they use a facade that it's to build character and all that. That's to pull you in. Then the fourth degree up to 32nd degree, they start changing it on you. Ends justify the means. We've got to test your ability to keep a secret. Why is that? Why do we have to keep a secret? Well, for the good of mankind. Oh, I got you. Sure. Right. People believe that because the rewards they get, the desire to belong to this organization because their own lives are in a turmoil, so they want to belong to something good that they perceive as good, but it's not at all. All this can be proven, but nobody wants to know. I'll give some reasons here shortly, but I want to dedicate the broadcast, and then I'm going to launch in. If you take notes or whatever, assuming you do, or you just go back and listen to the archives, or you just listen once and say, ooh, that's all I can handle, whatever, I suggest you get ready for this week, because I'm going to unload as much as I conceivably can all week long. Talking about Halloween, talk about the perverse spirit, demonic realm, about current events, the shooting at Marysville, Pillschuck High School in Washington, all these things, I talk about them all. Today, I will lay the groundwork of why all this is connected. For any newcomers or reminders of those that's been around, I do intend on using new information. And I'll have old information. I have to do that to plug it into the timeline, if you will. The family, it's time to go on war. And the war I'm talking about is not one of a 5.56 magazine-fed, gas-operated shoulder weapon, not by any stretch of the imagination. It's not that at all. Those that take up the arms, it will not succeed. The military is being lied to. I'm a former U.S. Marine. I joined to fight for my country in the 70s and 80s, but I learned the truth later in life when I got out, actually. General Butler, back in 1933, learned the truth to a certain extent. War is a racket, he wrote, a treatise about war. He'd never fight a foreign war again. He got close to the truth. Even as a 3 Medal of Honors he won, 2 were accounted for, 1 he turned down. He said, I don't deserve it. Don't you dare give it to me, I don't deserve it. He turned it back in. Today they come up with their own little bronze stars or silver stars or some kind of reward they never earned or achieved, and they put it on their record anyway. Someone buy the Ranger patch, just put it on there, and they one recently got discovered and was taken out of his job. It was a major or colonel or something. Everybody strives for that insignia that ends up in a jury box sometime about 20 years later. Some people wonder, what's that? I don't know. We sold it as antique or something. They're buying these things. Who did it belong to? I don't know. Some guy gave it to me. Pawn shop. That's where it ends up. You know that, right? The Bronze Stars, or when you need money, they just sell them. Or your Super Bowl ring. They end up destitute by the time they get out of NFL and they were in the Super Bowl. They end up selling the ring just to make ends meet. Something wrong with this picture. Then the ring's no more. They have to prove that they're who they are in the retirement age. Or maybe they get a job as a newscaster or something or other. But it's always temporary. Always. No exception. It's always temporary. And then people forget. End up in a rest home and it's over. But Jesus Christ offers a future that's eternal. Guaranteed. Eternal. But it's up to your free will to accept it. It's just a matter of us defeating Satan through Jesus Christ. We can't do it ourselves. You ain't going to do it yourself. The supernatural has an edge up on you. They know about the supernatural. Humankind doesn't. Humankind that don't study this, or don't research, don't study the Bible, shooting in the dark and hoping. Jesus turns on the light. He points in a direction. He steadies your aim. He coaches you, and you bullseye every time. But only through him. Oh, you will be tested. Boot camp has nothing over on real life. The supernatural doesn't test. God doesn't test you. And to test you, as you know in the military and in sports and in education, you have to work. Salvation is not through works alone. It's through practice of being kind. It's through practice of standing up for what's truth, despite what may come your way by man. It's how tough you are with the truth and standing for it and standing up to it. You see, that's where it matters the most. If I'm wrong, please tell me. If I'm right, do what you will. It's not about me being right or wrong. I just pass on what I've learned. I could be wrong, but I just pass on what I've learned. Everything that's going on today has been orchestrated, pre-planned, carried out with an agenda in mind. I mean virtually everything. Right down to your own home inside, the supernatural acts within its allowance. And that allowance is how close you are to Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. That's the allowance. Right to your individual house between man and wife. All the way up to the country, to the world, politics, everything. I mean everything is involved in this war that's going to come to an end. It's not going to be forever. And you watch for the signs of the times to be able to determine about how close you are. He gave us those signs. Now we go back to that. The signs of the times are being revealed to you. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. And I got a lot to talk about this week. Lord, we thank you tonight, this afternoon, Father, for bringing us together once again, this network. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Thank you, Lord, for your Son, Jesus Christ, that died on the cross for our sins. Lord, we thank you for your holy word that you brought to us through centuries and centuries of those righteous to you. Lord, that they wrote as they were inspired by the Holy Spirit, as they walked with Jesus, and as God inspired Moses for the Old Testament. Lord, we thank you for what you did to put it all together. finally in the King James Version. Father, we need help down here. We need help from your inspiration. Father, your intervention in many cases, especially during these holidays, Lord, when they kidnap these children and kidnap others, Father, identified for sacrifice that are going to be used by these Luciferians and these fallen angels and these evil entities that operate on this perverse spirit world, that, Lord, that you give us that protection, knowledge and wisdom of spiritual warfare, how to break these generational curses. But, Father, first the knowledge must be gained. That use your watchman, Lord, that to bring them out, to give them the courage to speak, and to arm your children with the weapons they need to defeat the supernatural, and the courage and patience to deal with the natural. Father, we pray for our brethren, for healing of our family members and friends and those, Father, we've come in contact with for for their healing, for their assistance and aid, that, Father, that through their help that's achieved, that, Lord, you'll be exalted. Your name will be put up, will be exalted among those that do not believe. Father, your name will be exalted among their, among he who can help them, and, Lord, it can save them. Father, we call upon you to touch these churches, synagogues, cathedrals, to give them the truth. Father, to give courage to those that have it inside them, but, Father, they hold back. The Father, give them that courage to speak out, to exalt that King James Bible above all else. Father, for these things, we need that Holy Spirit to bring that truth to these pulpits. Father, we know we're up against witchcraft at the highest level of government, right down to the lowest level in every state, city, town, that, Lord, it resides throughout the country, throughout the world. And Lord, only through supernatural help can we defeat it. That's why, Father, we pray. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, we plead that precious, uncorruptible blood of Jesus over ourselves and our families and everything that belongs to us. Father, we ask you for these giant warrior angels and them to be loosed from heaven to surround us and protect us. And Lord, as your war club and weapons of war, we ask you, Lord, to break down and undam and blow up all the walls of protection around all these witches, these warlocks, wizards, Satanists, and all the like, and to break the power of all their curses, their hexes, their vexes, their spells, all their charms and fetishes, their psychic prayers to be destroyed, their psychic thought to be disrupted, and all witchcraft, sorcery, magic, the voodoo, to be exposed for the fraud that it is, all mind control to be destroyed, jinxes and potions, bewitchments, the death and destruction they cause to be stopped, the sickness and pain to be healed, the torment, the psychic power, the psychic warfare to be countered by spiritual warfare from the high realms of heaven, the prayer chains be broken up and shut off, and everything else being said my way, our way, those that's praying, Father, hear their prayers. That, Father, we return it and the demons to the senders right now, back to them, sevenfold, and bind it to them by the blood of Jesus. And, Father, we do pray, I pray, that these lost souls, that they'll find the light of your Son, Jesus, and that their own snares and their own traps have been set against themselves. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, we ask you to loose them from all mind control of Satan. And, Father, we also ask that you bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts and to serve as a guide to your Son, Jesus, so they may be set free from these bondages of Satan. In Jesus' name we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, But deliver us from this evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Family, for those outside not hearing this, not understanding how the supernatural really works at the highest levels, it's kind of like fighting a house fire with your garden hose or trying to throw a bucket of water on it. It's never going to work. It hasn't yet. When are they going to learn? They just keep trying, and they keep trying, and they keep trying. It keeps failing. It keeps failing every single time. And they call us insane that knows about this conspiracy and how deep it goes. What's more insane than doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results? How much more insanity can there be? They keep trying the same thing for generations, literally, and nothing's achieved. And yet they keep doing it. I guess that's why the tribulations are coming and why it could be predicted in the prophecies of the Bible, because God knew nobody would. And yet he still hung in there. He still hangs in there, to say the least. When the answer does lie, in 2 Chronicles 7:14, that is the answer. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. For America, per se, say, for example, were to isolate itself from the rest of the world's politics and survive, that's what they would have to do. To go along with the precepts of the Bible, is that the right word to use? And put the ban on same-sex marriage. Put the ban on secret society members holding any kind of office. Change the laws back to where they follow the precepts of the Bible. For people throughout the United States to start praying to God, you would actually have a difference. You'd actually see a change, and you'd be isolated as a country. To eliminate all the Wicca control of the government, the arts, the politics, that would be the government, military for sure. To go by the peace. To go by the way of the Lord. But obviously it's getting out of hand. They have 6 more states that's going same-sex marriage. They're trying to set up child euthanasia and make suicide legal in America. Legalizing drugs. Freemasons and highest level secret societies take position of gods, G-O-D-S, little g, gods meaning, as in the Bible, meaning magistrates, legislators, judges, leaders. That's the gods it's talking about. Someone should tell Joyce Myers and Copeland, Brazier, T.D. Jakes, Dollar, Crouch, Benny Hinn, that's what the gods mean in the Bible. I don't think they must not be educated, rich. But apparently they're either Luciferian, absolutely, or they're just uneducated in theological works. Take your pick. Because they are dead wrong. This is not an opinion. This is a fact. So what's right? This is a little story. The story goes like this. When the computer greeted this person with what's called the blue screen of death, he knew it was broken. But he didn't know how to fix it. He read a little, tried a few things, but finally had to call an expert for help. You ever had to do that? Knowing that something was wrong was only a small part of the problem. He couldn't fix it because he didn't know the right thing to do. The ordeal reminded of the many pundits that appeared on television news and programs. All of them were experts in proclaiming what's wrong. But most are really clueless as what's right. That happens in relationships as well, in families and churches and workplaces. Nothing gets fixed because we get fixated on what's wrong. As a moth to the flame. It doesn't take an expert to know that something's wrong when people quarrel and hurt each other with unkind words and behavior. But it does take an expert to know how to fix the problem. You see, God revealed to Israel's prophets not only what was wrong, that's exposing it, but also what was right. That's reproving it, family. That's called reproving and correcting, not judging. We can't judge moral behavior. That's where it gets convoluted with the so-called shills and trolls and what have you. You can't judge people, blah, blah, blah. You're not judging. You're not judging. You're exposing, but you're correcting by using Scripture. But God revealed to Israel's prophets not only what was wrong, but also what was right. Cease to do evil, learn to do good, seek justice, rebuke the oppressor, defend the fatherless, plead for the widow. Isaiah 1:16-17. In the King James Bible, Isaiah 1, to make sure, wash you, make you clean, put away the evil your doings from before your mine eyes, cease to do evil, learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes, cease to do evil. How difficult is that? Joint's chief of staff. You even know what's good and evil? You have any idea? I don't think you do. Council of Foreign Relations? You have no idea what's right and wrong. You have no clue. It don't matter whether you're making $100,000 a year, or you've got 50 books where you've written articles, means nothing. Means zero. If you can't tell good from evil, it's a waste of your life to have even went to college, even went to the position you hold now, is a waste of time. You wasted your life. Yet you don't know it. Learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. Come now, he says, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, I'm going to say that again, because that is witchcraft and perverse spirit. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. There's not a darn thing they can do about it either, except turn around their lives before it's too late. Instead of focusing on what's wrong, obey the one who knows what's right. Julie Ackerman Huseman said, I quote, Lord, grant me grace throughout this day to walk the straight and narrow way, to do whatever in thy sight is good and perfect, just and right. How difficult is that? Oh, I know how difficult you mean. The ends justify the means. I got you. It's that blood oath that's got you, don't it? Yeah. I had a little bit of thoughts today, and you can take it with a grain of salt or whatever you like. Some things I want to throw at you kind of came at me recently. We have this homosexual marriage, and I'm not just banging on homosexuals here. It's adultery, it's lying, cheating, stealing, the evil that we're talking about now. That's actually, this seems to come together without me planning it again. But it seems that There's a message today. About what's right and what's wrong. Now, I'm going to get to specifics shortly. I mean, right down to specifics. Today's subjects, the world's offense, the reality, and the perverse spirit rules, is what I've called today's broadcast. It's not going to be too popular, because people are attracted otherwise. As I said before, they're attracted to what's wrong, but not what's right. It kind of matches my program today. Now understand, I don't look for anything for myself. I'm not selling anything on my website. I don't have a donate button. I'm not running for office. Any of that. I get nothing out of this. I mean, the Lord tells me to do these things and say what I got to say. He keeps me humbled, let me tell you. But I get nothing for this. Nothing. Zero. Except a drive inside my soul to say what I got to say. Then I'm done, I'm done. I go about my own business, doing whatever. That whatever is usually preparing for the next day, and as far as what goes in my heart to comes out of my mouth. Used to be what went in my heart was false and lies, and it came out the same way. But when I got born again, now I'm a pain in the butt the other way. You don't want to know, don't ask, because I will tell you the truth. No matter what it is. You ask me, I'm going to tell you. You like it or not, not my problem. I'll tell you the truth. Anytime you lie, you die. When you live a lie, you're already dead. It's only when you start telling the truth and facing the reality that you become alive again. I got a question from the homosexuals. I don't understand this. If there's no gender differences that a man can marry a man, a woman can marry a woman, and you have kids that will have a problem with sexual identification, which will proceed to curse that generation another four generations. And the same thing with Freemasons. Don't matter whether you're heterosexual, homosexual, transgender, whatever the dickens you are, you've cursed your family four generations by just belonging to the Freemasons. Tarot cards, Ouija boards, all these things attract the demonic realm, perverse spirit to you. And they're like glue. They stick with you. Only by deliverance can you get rid of it. It may go for four generations. When they say that homosexuals were born that way, there's some truth to that. But they deviate and say because of genetics. Oh, no. It's because of the generational curse of a previous family bloodline that did something that you don't know about, belonged to Freemasons, wasn't a witchcraft, or something perverse that carried through that generation, came to you as a child, if you're homosexual, or adulterer, or murderer, or something. Something happened in your family bloodline, traced all the way back four generations, that you can cut off if you know how to break a generational curse, which I'm going to talk about this week. That's another story. But here's my question. If there's no gender differences in marriages and so forth and or significance, why is it that of the couple, man-man, woman-woman, whatever, ever, whatever to whatever, why does one of them always play the female role and why does the other one play the male role? Why is that? I mean, one of them's got long, good-looking little hair and looks like a woman or whatever. And then the other one's got shorter hair and wears the pants. And they're both women, but one plays the male role, one plays the female. Then in the other male-male thing going on, you got the male that's buff and is manly and all this, and all, or smoke Marlboro, whatever, you know, Rambo going on. Maybe be a weightlifter and he looks like a bad butt, you know. And the other one's just really nice, is so sweet, you know what I'm talking about. So one plays a male role, one plays a female role. Why is that? Why can't you play female-female, male-male? Why can't you both be buff and be tough and smoke Marlboros and all that and be together? Or why can't you women either be women or both of you be butches? I mean, what's the big deal here? But they don't. One wears a wedding dress, one wears pants. So maybe there's a little bit of difference there after all. Maybe in your spirit you know that there's a male role model supposed to be there. So you got to play that male role model. Why is that? Why do you got to play both parts? You know the haircut. I forgot what you call it. Where the woman's got what they call her glory in the Bible, the hair. Beautiful hair flowing, all that stuff. Men are not supposed to have long hair. Because traditionally, nuclear family, traditionally men short hair, women long hair. That's her glory. Men don't have glory. Glory is the hair. It's the identification of the woman. It's supposed to be. That's why the Beatles came out with long hair. That's why the rock and roll, long hair. It goes against God's plan. That's the purpose of it, called rebellion. And the ones at Tavistock, the Satanists at Tavistock, oh, this is all true. They know what rebellion is because they are Luciferian. They are Luciferians, so they go opposite what they're told to do or what the Bible supports. So you go opposite. Instead of clockwise, you go counterclockwise. It's all opposite. So, the haircut thing, where the woman has half of her head shaved, or whatever, and the other half is like a woman. You all know what I'm talking about. It's that new hairstyle. One side shaved, one side's a woman. It's got half and half. Well, now some of them know this, some of them don't. It's in the Wicca. And the women that do this on the younger generation thinks it's just a fad. But no. Here's what it is. It's called androgyny. And don't you even think about sending an email and ask me to spell it. Look it up yourself. I can't spell that. Don't even think about it. Androgyny. Androgynous. Man, woman. Woman, man. Is identification. It is symbolic of the Baphomet. It's symbolic of a man become a woman and woman become a man in one body. Oh, that's being set up. Absolutely. That is satanic Baphomet, where it shows the breast of a woman. Well, nowadays with the chicken GMO, it's women, men too, but you got the women with breasts and it's got the male, it's got the goat head and all this kind of crazy DNA manipulation. Yeah. Yeah, buddy. Well, they've already transplanted a womb from one woman to another and gave birth with that transplanted womb. And we're having a transgender male that's given birth to a baby. Now, they can start manipulating using their body surgery methods, whatever you want to call it, to create just what I'm talking about. Now, if you know about this already, that means they've already done it. They already did it. It's already completed. They're just now trying to get the public to accept it. Remember, they show you something in the public, they're 20 years ahead. Every time. If they've got a 4G phone, talks to you, walks, cleans your, washes your dishes, does everything in the world, they've already got a 10G. They're way ahead, always. But they know, they will never admit this to the public, but they know they're coming to a point they can never advance beyond. They use the space, Star Trek, other things to tell the Freemasons, this is what we really have, but people don't know this. You'll be a part of this, or your family bloodline will be a part of this. And you'll be saints in the next evolution of man. That's what the 33rd degree level Masons believe. They're being lied to, but that's here and there. So what was the hook back in the day? Cartoons play a role. Did you know that? To foment subconsciously, subliminally, about the theory of evolution. to make it plausible. They use cartoons. Naturally, in the schools, they come up with a lie about evolution. Fred Flintstone, my favorite Martian. Bewitched. Ed the Talking Horse. Hello, Wilbur. How about that, huh? How about Francis the Talking Mule? Isn't a talking mule in the Bible? Possessed animals can talk. Because they... How about when Jesus transferred those demons into the pigs? You ever heard a demon go oink oink? I don't mean to make light of it. They need a body, inanimate objects, crystals, human objects to manifest in. You heard me say crystals, didn't you? Through crystals ingested in the body can manipulate DNA, by the way. Ooh, it opens up all kinds of possibilities, don't it, in alchemy. These are secrets they don't want you to know. They put a lot of this stuff in vaccines. A little thing is called digital tattoos. You now get the idea how this works? Back to the haircut thing. Androgyny. That haircut is representative and symbolic of the Baphomet. Witchcraft. And the witches know the day is coming when they'll be released and allowed to kill and destroy. The witches know this, but that day will be their undoing. The day of the Lord will fall back upon them. Psalms 34:21, and evil shall slay the wicked. That hasn't happened yet. Oh, but it's coming. So the half haircut, the short hair, male, long hair of glory, woman, is symbolic of the Baphomet. And a lot of them don't even know that. The ones that do that know are deep in as above, so below, witchcraft, Wicca, etc., the perverse spirit. It's all connected. It's in right front of your eyes. Parents will talk about the new hairdo. Well, honey, yeah, that looks, it's different, but, you know, do your thing, baby. Okay. It's a ritual. There's a young girl, beautiful young girl, 21, 22 years old, in a college recently, and straight as an arrow. Went to a concert. Concert, rock and roll concert. They are demonic. I can see why. I went to one this past weekend just to see what it was like. I've been one in 30 years, I guess, 20, 30 years. I went to one where, what's his name, Eddie Money or whatever was playing, in a little town. And I saw it from my own eyes. People would have pictures of Eddie Money getting one to get autographs or kissing the picture. I mean, we're talking people 70 years old, 60, 50, 40, 30 years old. Everybody stand. Everybody stand. Get up. Stand. Eddie Money's coming on. Everybody stand up. Hey, y'all there. Stand up. Come on. I ain't going to budge. I don't give a hoot. I watched. I looked. I saw how everybody was pulled into the stage. All ages. People were drunk. Having a good time. Nobody was ill. At all ages. All ages. I said, what if Jesus Christ came? Would they do the same thing? Eddie Money will eventually stop touring. He'll get old. Think about the days of when. His name will fade. The autograph books will find their way somewhere in some box somewhere. Or somebody will sell it to somebody who will forget who actually got it in the first place. He'll get old, if that's how long it lasts. And be forgotten. And eventually, one day, so many years down the road, you'll read he had a heart attack or something, it's over. Then they'll sell the autographed books and all this for money. The money will be put in some place and or spent already. Family, this world is going to die, rust, rot, sold, given away, whatever. But the kingdom of God is forever. You see? Everything you do on this world is... Okay, let's have a debate about evolution. You can end that debate in about 5 seconds. With the most intelligent college professors on the face of this planet, you can be with them in the nether pulpit or whatever you want, stanchion or something. He's over there and everybody's all with a guy in the middle and all this. Say, okay, Mr. Jones, you're going to be against evolution. And Professor Banas of Harvard, you're going to be for evolution. Yes, I'm for evolution. Okay. Okay, Mr. Jones over here, Mr. Banas, against evolution. You got 15 minutes, go. And you come up to the stanchion and you say, test, okay, can you hear me all? Everybody can hear me? Okay. Okay, one word, entropy. Okay, it's over, that's it. Any questions? That's it, that kills evolution right there. Just one word, entropy. Thermodynamics. It's over. Everything rots, rusts, dies, goes backwards. Everything does. Everything. Mutations. Come on now. Mutations means it's missing something. And then it dies or it doesn't succeed. It will never advance further. That's what mutations. They try to say mutations is what created all this. They try to tell you that meteorites and comets that went by Mars carrying the elements of the universe or whatever brought particles from Mars, whatever, and then it planted on the on the Earth, and that's how it seeds the planets and the aliens and all grow and this, that, and the other body seeds. Okay, anyway, so body seeds and the life pool of goo or whatever, one cell animals or whatever develop, and then they turn into, I don't know, fish or something, and then the fish turn into monkeys, whatever. I mean, it's ridiculous. Actually, it's nuts. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Not really at all. And what they don't understand, they make a word up for it that you can't even pronounce or even read for that matter. Just make it up. No, God created the universe. A God exists. And the fallen angels that were in heaven that rebelled, did just that and got kicked their butt out to the second heaven. And they go back and forth, second heaven to the first heaven, causing us all kinds of trouble down here. And this is what I'm talking about today. They control mankind. As mankind, Illuminati, Jesuits, Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, secret societies, are given promises of reward and evolution of life. So lead them on with cartoons. How about that? George Jetson. Beep, beep. Oh, no, that's a Roadrunner, isn't it? Yeah. George Jetson is the future. And Fred Flintstone and Wilma, well, must be that evolution used to be. And Barney supports evolution. And George Jetson and Star Trek and all that want that hologram. Oh, yeah. You're never going to see it. It's not going to happen. Evolution's a farce and a fraud. Carbon-14 dating doesn't work. But that's not the worst of it. The worst of it is the education is manipulated by the Illuminati, because every public school is, in fact, according to Charles Francis Potter, 1930, every school is an ally of humanism, because every public school in America is, in fact, a school of humanism, monitored by the Freemasons to make sure it stays as such. Churches have been infiltrated since 1887, specifically, by councils, committees by the Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, etc. Every college and every university is, in fact, today, as it goes back to the 1900s early, is a school of Marxism and socialism with a resident Marxist scholar to oversee the curriculum to make sure the teachers, professors adhere to the humanist regime. Now, that's reality. And if a teacher gets a little case of conscience or something, they're booted out or warned or booted out. A professor that finds an immediate discovery that he can patent, if he doesn't sell it, he'll die. They'll kill him. This is reality. The perverse spirit drives this. But let me continue with what I want to talk about, and then we'll get to the perverse spirit. The haircut, half and half, is symbolic. That's the purpose of it. A ritual. Every day, your child wears that as a ritual of androgyny, of the abomination that rained hell down this earth, called the flood. Manipulation of DNA. That haircut is a ritual to support that agenda. Androgynous. Half male, half female. That's exactly what it's for. And they want to keep you from not knowing that. Because they feel that having that haircut and the witchcraft gives them power. As the Ouija board would give them power. As the Freemasons believe in their royal secret that they have a 33rd degree gives them power. But it's all fake. It's all demonic. And the perverse spirit residing in their body and leading them the way. Everyone's looking for an answer. Like, what is right? But you know, they don't know what questions to ask. This is due to the confusion that's caused by the political, educational, religious, scientific, economics, philosophy, and the arts manipulation called the rays that each has an agenda and principles assigned to each one of those areas. They control every one of those seven areas I just mentioned with councils, committees, milestones, objectives, planned generations ahead. People knew this. They realized that we live in a fraud. We live in a prison planet. I hate using the word because others have used it, but I don't agree with what they talk about. But because nobody covers this, man. They're not telling you the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Freemasons, are the foot soldiers of the Illuminati. The Illuminati are slaves of the fallen angels. Fallen angels are orchestrated and contained by Lucifer. They have names, the fallen angels, and the ascended master's name, New Age. El Moria, Saint Germain, Sanat Kumara is Satan. Satan actually visits, he actually comes to and fro, back and forth, to Mount Shasta, California. Or channeled under the name of Sanat Kumara. When it says in the Bible, where have you been? I've been back and forth, to and fro. What do you think that means? They open up portals allowing the demonic realm to open up, and those fallen angels at the highest level come into this realm. They take on flesh bodies if they have enough life force to absorb. If they don't, they channel their commands and demands and their orders to Bilderberg, Trilateral Commission, Club of Rome, United Nations representatives at the highest level. Trilateral Commission, I said that. Council of Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute of National Affairs, Gorbachev Foundation, Skull and Bones, all of these organizations receive the demonic realm. Bohemian Grove, they make the appearance. So it's no big deal. It's when Satan makes his public appearance through a flesh body called the Antichrist. And the false prophet, Sananda Emmanuel, a fallen angel, will make his appearance as the real false prophet. An alien, extraterrestrial, which will be a lie. There are no such thing as aliens. They're fallen angels, and they are demonic, and they are over the edge, perverse spirits. That's what rules today, because we follow the evil. And only when you become born again, do you follow Jesus. So they control, as allowed by man, using all the systems today, political, educational, religious, scientific, economics, finance, philosophy, arts, And you know the use of the liberalism and the destruct of previously established norms and morals, all the isms they've created, has everyone searching for answers because they don't know what's right. What's right has been made false. Why does the sacrifices of the innocent babies, those innocent, have more influence than sacrifice and knowledge of the subject? The evil, the mass war of all, is also very powerful. They use these wars to absorb the life force in order to manifest. That's what the wars are for. You thought it's for freedom and all that stuff? No, not at all. I'm giving you deep insight to what's going on. The two bombs at Nagasaki and Hiroshima, for example, that brought about a physical manifestation of El Mori and Saint Germain and others. Oh, they have political explanation for it, and the Japanese didn't surrender, wouldn't surrender. That's a lie. They were surrendering to the Vatican anyway. The Vatican ordered Eisenhower to go ahead, Truman, to go ahead and drop him. For no reason. No human reason, but the actual reason was the life force, the ritual, suicide, the ritual sacrifice of human beings, so these fallen angels could absorb that life force. And began the plan for the destruction and setup of this world in 1945. You understand? I've talked about this many times before. And I've connected the dots for you. 1945, 47 was the end of the second phase, Alice Bailey. And destruction in Hiroshima and Nagasaki gave them enough life force that El Moria, Saint Germain, could manifest in the flesh. So by 1945 to 1948 was the setup for the takedown of America by design, finally, once and for all, as they see it. And bringing the world government was supposed to have happened in 1943. But it didn't, did it? No, it didn't. No, no, no. Despite all their knowledge and alleged spiritual power, they have failed every time to conquer the world and establish their one world government publicly. Clearly, being present on earth for thousands of years, they have yet to achieve their world government. They have it quietly. They have it secretly, but it's not public yet. And you still have God, those that's worshiping God, praying to God, still active and moving along. They've tried to kill it, kill this belief all through history, and they have failed every single time. Those of you involved in this, if you're listening, is that not kind of an indicator that you're on the losing side? They're forced to conspire behind the scenes and go to extreme lengths to achieve their long-term goals. So a lot of times failing, sometimes succeeding. And since they're spiritual in nature, they're not allowed to harm human beings. It makes perfect sense that they would use the human elite to do the work for them. That's a reality. So they tried to mislead us in all the areas I've mentioned to bring in their new world order. So the idea is to get us to pull away. Same-sex marriage allowed throughout the United States, the world. All the things I've mentioned gives more latitude for the fallen angels to achieve their goals. As we pull away from God, it gives them more latitude. That's why the same-sex marriage is on a roll. That's the purpose of this rush. Because they've got to do it in certain times during the year when the veil between the second and first heaven is the thinnest. They must achieve this. Because if they don't, in a certain period of time, they have to wait another 100 years or 50 years or whatever it is. Because God gives them a short window to act. So all you in the Joint Chief of Staff, I keep using you all, but representative of all the others, you're under a short leash, buddy. Plural. Because you're serving a losing master. The end of World War I was to bring on the second phase, New World Order. Of the New Age movement. Alice Bailey. She finished in 1947. Then they killed her. Same thing with Helena Blavatsky. 1873 to 1890, early 1891, they killed her too after she was done. El Moria, Saint Germain, these fallen angels that's manifested. This is all documented. You've got pictures of him. Saint Germain goes back to the 18th century. He lives today. Saint Germain and Nasera. Yeah, forgiveness of debt. They're going to buy off. Oh, it's coming. 1870s was sacrifice of Indian groups that we orchestrated. What about what we did to the blacks during the time of the slavery? All that is life force energy being given to Satan. Now you see how it worked? The misconception is that this conspiracy is single-minded, that the different genre describes this world. It doesn't. Let me explain. If I speak, this is very important what I'm going to tell you. If I speak about Jesus being saved, going to church or all that, which nowadays is not the good thing these days, Satan or whatever I belong to or speak in the genre of Christian Broadcasting Network. That would be normal, right? It wouldn't be like on a political network or news and all this. I'm talking about a Christian. So you need to be on a Christian network. That would be typically the response, I suppose, to some. To an extent, that's true. But not in reality. Because the Christians are fooled into thinking this world is about the battle between good and evil and God versus Satan. So being just a Christian network, it doesn't get it. Because it isn't just about good versus evil. Let me tell you why. The battle is about men versus Satan. Using God as his shield, sword, shoes, breastplate, helmet, and belt of the full armor of God. But Christian or religious affiliated listeners would be upset if on that same network I talked about the politics, the economics, the arts, the science, deception, the philosophy, education, along with religion. They'd say, well, you don't need to be here. You need to be on a talk show. Talking about politics. It's about God. So the ones on the Christian broadcasting wouldn't get it. The ones on the political side wouldn't get it. Well, they don't understand the whole picture, darn it. Same goes for political talk shows, the genre. If I integrated religion. The truth is, all these what's called rays or genre or subjects, I should say areas that influence your lives on a daily basis are all discussed and qualified in various councils, committees, think tanks to plan your next generation and to bring fruition to the plans of the previous objectives and generation of planners who are also family members to once and for all bring a new world order in those seven areas. So if I just talk about religion on one genre, on one station, they're not going to get it. If I talk about political, economics, finance, etc., on another, they're not going to get it. You've got to combine all of them to get the full picture. And this is how they've set it up. so you won't get the final picture. It works perfectly. They got divided in generies. We don't mix politics religion here. We don't talk about that here on this YouTube. We don't talk about this on this Facebook. We don't talk. Great. They won. Because you can't combine it. That means that you'll never get to it. People can talk about communitarianism until they're blue in the face. Communicate, communitarian, vegetarian, or whatever they want to talk about. They'll never, ever understand the full picture. It ain't going to happen. You can be a professor, a doctor, the philosophy, or whatever. It don't matter. Politics, it don't make one lick of difference. You can talk to your blue in the face, write a book about communitarianism, appear to be educated, but until you integrate the supernatural with how it's being used as communism, socialism, Marxism, you won't have a clue what's really going on and where it really fits. And they don't. Because they don't believe in the supernatural. They believe in their own supernatural, but not about God, Jesus Christ. Satan is just a representation of evil. No, he's real. They'll never understand what communitarianism really fits into. That's why I don't waste my time with it. We can talk about communitarianism, communism, socialism. If it's got an ism, I don't care what it is. If it's an ism at the end, it's set up by the Jesuits and the Luciferians, the secret societies, to divide and separate the races, the countries, so you'll fight each other. Any questions there, Harvard professor? That's it in a nutshell. Because it's worked already, and it's moving right along nicely for them, but to their own undoing. So my warning is not just to those looking for truth, but my warning is to those that think they're being deceiving. They are deceived at the highest level. The perverse spirit. You know, they can change around whatever they want, call it what they want. There was a meeting at one time, biochemist. Bill Gates called the meeting, and the London Times reported the informal afternoon session was so discreet that some of the billionaires' aides were told they were in a security briefing. Kind of like Jekyll Island. The meeting in Jekyll Island, for example, back in 1910, in 3 years, it resulted in the largest criminal enterprise ever designed. Since then, the meeting in New York, the London Times identified 7 participants. A particular meeting was Bill Gates, David Rockefeller, Ted Turner, Oprah Winfrey, Warren Buffett, George Soros, and Michael Bloomberg. And their worth, according to Forbes' list of billionaires, is net worth about $120 billion. The meeting was in the home of Paul Nursi in early May or so, Nobel Prize-winning biochemist. So Bill Gates called this meeting. The London Times reported the, quote, informal afternoon session was so secret, discreet, that some of the billionaires' aides were told they were at a security briefing. So this meeting came after another secret meeting several weeks earlier in Greece called the Bilderberg Group. See, that's how they do it. And they advocated a one-world government for at least 100 years. They see themselves as the saviors of mankind. There's your plausible deniability. There's your hook for them. So according to the New York Times, each of these participants were given 15 minutes to present their favorite case and favorite cause. They're deciding on an umbrella cause to harness the interests The number one issue was population control. Prediction was that global population would top 7 billion by 2012. Some time ago, Bill Gates outlined a plan that would cap the world population at 8.3 billion. So really, there's a group of self-elected liberals with more money than most countries decided who will live and who's going to die. Therefore, they'd have to draw up plans to make sure this cap and actual reduction down to 500 million as a deeper plan would go, based on the Rosicrucians. That number is even less, though. It'd be dressed up as good for the good of mankind. You know, you can put a diamond necklace or lipstick on a pig with a ribbon, but still a darn pig. We're in a matrix. You have to wash your mind clean of the brainwashing we have all been subjected to by the government. Our government control by public schools and churches and re-educate ourselves would have to start, but it's not going to happen. And our government is controlled by the Jesuits, who's controlled by the Illuminati. Illuminati is controlled by the fallen angels. You got it now? You'll have a choice to make, a choice of accepting Jesus or how to survive life in the matrix. The life in the matrix is temporary. In this matrix, nothing is real. However, the mind has been conditioned to believe it's real. The matrix is taught that it's too big to defeat. That's why people join it. No one can escape it, and we haven't the means and the supernatural intelligence to beat those in control. America is in a society of functional, uniform citizens who live only day to day and check to check. It's made that way. Education system's always been based on humanism since the late 1800s. John Dewey was a humanist. He's the father of American education. And the Illuminati families, in charge of the Matrix, they represent the most powerful and intelligent humans on Earth. Of course, that's questionable. They look for and create gifted children who are courted with scholarships and money and eventually memberships into secret societies. Introduced to very persuasive intellectuals who will convince these young, gifted people that it's to their place and their duty to be a part of this elite who, for now, rules the world's population. Why? Because the rest of the world's population are just too stupid to make decisions for themselves, so they say. You see how they build the ego up? The goyim is too stupid to rule themselves, so we got to do it for them. They don't tell them the whole truth, though. When the New World Order is officially and openly in control, only the extremely intelligent will be allowed to propagate. That's been planned for generations back. Everyone else will be sterilized or murdered through staged pandemics, like this fake Ebola. They can pull out Ebola at any time they want to. They pull whatever they want to out of a hat. It's used to eliminate excessive populations. Every foreign revolution, no exception, world wars, depression, prohibition, Korea, Vietnam, the Middle East conflict, influenza epidemic during World War I was planned and orchestrated by these people. But family, they lose. They have lost already. This war is between you and your soul to keep it away from Satan through Jesus Christ. That's the bottom line. And they try to get through to you by the perverse spirit. This is the reality of what's going on today. When this thing gets going, really gets going, police officers, sheriffs, deputies, U.S. military personnel not a part of it, and families will not escape the mass genocide. all will be compelled to take the death vaccine along with the general public. They will target all good people. This is where the soul comes in attached to Jesus Christ, saved by Jesus. A lot of them don't know this yet at the highest level. They don't understand. You see why people don't want to hear this. Because it goes down to the judgment. Right down back to the basics that's not being taught in churches today. I want to make sure that's clearly heard. I have found some information that, for example, a particular scientist suggested that most of the soldiers who have died in the Middle East conflict died from the vaccinations. Suicides. Nobody's talking. And murder to keep quiet because of drugs they bring back from Afghanistan, back when it was Vietnam. Did y'all know that? That's why they killed Pat Tillman. He wasn't agreeable with what was going on in Iraq. They couldn't let him come back. He was credible. He was a good person. So he was murdered. Drugs have facilitated the New World Order. That's what the drugs are used for. It facilitates possession of the perverse spirit. Here we go. How about this?
Partly because of her controversial drug stand, President Clinton fired his Surgeon General. But there was more disturbing news in the fall of 1993 when a report revealed that the government itself may have been running drugs. The head of the DEA at the time, Robert Bonner, said that a ton of pure cocaine worth hundreds of millions of dollars had been smuggled into the United States. And he blamed the CIA, saying the agency had joined the Venezuelan National Guard in drug smuggling.
Let me understand what you're saying. A ton of cocaine was smuggled into the United States of America by the Venezuelan National Guard?
Well, they...
In cooperation with the CIA?
That's exactly what appears to have happened.
Bonner said he was the only one who could have approved transportation of illegal narcotics such as cocaine, and that this shipment had entered the country without his authorization.
Let me put it this way, Mike. If this has not been approved by DEA or an appropriate law enforcement authority in the United States, then it's illegal. It's called drug trafficking. It's called drug smuggling.
Former DEA agent Levine said that equally shocking was the fact that for more than 30 years, the federal government had protected some drug dealers.
As officers in the narcotic war, we saw the political choice made up close and personal.
One example, Levine said, was during the Nixon administration when he was about to bust a major source of heroin.
And I was stopped cold because that source were our allies in the Vietnam War.
Levine said this was not an isolated incident, that it had happened many times in his 25-year career.
If it was a question of supporting people who supported our economic and political philosophies in other parts of the world, and they happened to be drug dealers, as most of them are, we supported them and we protected them. We protected them by looking the other way.
And the drug dealers had another ally in the war, money.
That it has a corrupting effect whose tentacles...
I know for a fact, when I was in Kosovo, 1999-2004, I'd attend the State Department parties, and I personally shook hands with Ramush Haradinaj, Hashim Tachi, and Javed Aliti, or Albanian Mafia, and their leaders of partial leaders of the government and Albanian mafia in Kosovo, which I went public against. You can find my name there in articles about mafia controls Kosovo, and that's why my 7-year contract ended up being 5 years. Yeah. Well, anyway, so I went public in like 2005. But the entire time from 1999 to 2004, I had made my mind up not to shut up, not to be quiet, not to lay back, and not mind my own business. And I got deeply involved in every meeting I went to at Camp Bonsteel, Camp Monteith, United Nations meetings. I didn't give a hoot. I'd bring up, why is Al Haramain here? Why are we supporting RHIS? I was told to be quiet, to shut up, you're going to be gone. I said, well, I just don't give a hoot because I'm going to keep bringing it up. And so I had lieutenants and captains of the American forces in my area to sneak me reports that were classified. Yeah, they did. And I just kindly just put it in my notebooks and I'd burn the papers. Yeah. And I had UN security to sneak me reports that were lower level. And I was friends with Muhammad Jamali, which is a terrorist guy there. Yes, I was. He's a good guy, actually. He was not part of the mafia. He was a quote-unquote patriot of Kosovars, who I became good friends with a translator. He provided me information, and the Carabinieri provided me information, and Russian intelligence provided me information. I kept a SIP map kind of hidden away, and I carried a weapon, which I wasn't supposed to carry. You're darn right I did, because I was going to protect the people that I was in charge of, and I couldn't get no information from the State Department. I couldn't get no information from the hierarchy of Camp Bonsteel, so I improvised, sticking up your wazoo. And I made sure every meeting that I brought up, why is the Al-Qaeda running around free here? Why are you messing around with the Albanian mafia? What's up? You know the Albanian mafia provided funds for Kerry's campaign. I even got the Brooklyn Connection video. They kind of backfired on him, showing him writing checks to the Kerry campaign. Oh, even telling him, put $1,000 down. It's documented. It's called the Brooklyn Connection. It never made it to the United States. I got a copy somewhere. I forgot where it's at. But anyway, family, this is real. This is how it really works. Now back to the perverse spirit. The drugs facilitate the perverse spirit. That's what the drugs are for. Each drug, LSD, disease, whatever, is a certain frequency vibration that allows demonic entities to invade that body. And thereby it gives that body certain abilities or control that didn't have before. That's the thing they don't want you to know. But that's what goes on. At the Pentagon, secret projects in the Congress, Council of Foreign Relations, etc. I talked about last week the perverse spirit, the life of the homosexual, what they go through. Again, this is representative of those that are taking idols of the sins that we're told not to commit. Not just homosexual. But I want to be understood that this includes all the sins that we use as idols in our life. That one story I think I got off track on about the young girl in college recently that took that shot or that bit of ecstasy during a concert, died. It killed her. She was like your proverbial, you know, all-star daughter and so forth that would never take drugs and didn't want to disappoint her parents and live by the rules and all this. A weak time, weak moment at a concert, a rock and roll concert, took ecstasy. She died. Well, when they do the report, they show pictures of her, very attractive young lady, 21, and in one of the pictures, she pops up the satanic Baphomet with her hands. That's very important. That means she's in a sorority or into Wicca. It was deliberate. If you don't understand this, you'll not know the problem. Your son or daughter belongs to Wicca. Oh, that's just a passing thing. No, it's not. It's what drives them. It's what infects them. It's what causes them to do what they do. We go back to the generational curse. We go back to this is what's really going on. How do you get across this to people? I don't know how, other than tell people. And then because of our matrix learning, it's gaffed off. It's just... And the churches have miserably failed in teaching about spiritual warfare, generational curses, saying that a Mason could be a Christian. He cannot be a Mason and a Christian at the same time. You got preachers that are Freemasons. It's impossible. You take a blood oath to lie, cheat, steal, murder, or whatever you do, but you take a blood oath to lie. Some do murder. Some do abominable acts at the 33rd degree level called the royal secret. Unbelievable. That the families don't know about. Family, this has got to be revealed. This has got to be brought up, and they got to renounce the blood oath. They're no longer in touch with the satanic realm. When they renounce a blood oath, God will forgive them. They're not under that bondage any longer. But the rewards keep them pulled in. And the fear of not being part of the gang keeps them tied down. And the perverse spirit's been assigned or divined by the spirit of divination. And what they do is carry out design of or curse. A curse is carried out by demonic realm that encompasses around you, looking ahead, causing certain horoscopes to come true, causing certain predictions by seances and what have you to come true, to keep you pulled into the occult. It's ran by demonic forces that you can't see. Why does everybody hold hands in the prayer groups that they have in the occult? Witches. Why they hold hands? Because it disperses the energy. It's like electricity. You know, when you, in school, you'd have your hand on a Von de Graaff generator or some little electrical thing where they turn the crank. And then everybody holds hands, right? And one person's got a hold of the wire. It got to be dumb, right? Or he won't get an A. I don't know what. Anyway, so he turns the crank. Bzzz, everybody, squeals and chills and runs around. Everybody gets shocked. That's how it works. Because demonic entities are electrical. They are electromagnetic forces. In the same way, that's why everybody holds hands. It carries electrical energy, which is a demon, and distributes it so one person don't get the full blow. That's what happens. That's what the purpose is. But this design or curse is worked out in the life of the homosexual, representative of all the others. The design may be worked by the will of another person who may or may not be an active or known homosexual, but such people who work this design are agents for the forces of Satan. Wicca, as a profile, look for those downtrodden, bullied, beaten at home, or quiet, shy, needy. They characterize them. They look for them as possible recruits. That's how they do it. The Wicca. The witchcraft, Satan. Wicca, Mother Earth, and don't believe in Satan and all this other nonsense. But they pull you in. See, God is no respecter of persons, Act 10:34. But neither is Satan a respecter of persons. He needs a way, a source, that he'll use anyone, anything they can to work the design out or curse. His agents are sent out to do a work That's where Wicca comes from. That's where Freemasonry comes from. That's where all these perverse organizations and movements hidden under the realm of doing good will, to hide the truth behind it. Philanthropy is also used to steal, kill, and destroy on the highest level. At the highest level, they're ruthless and merciless and tireless and very determined to accomplish their assigned tasks. And you know, many times, unsuspecting persons, such as professing Christians or not totally sold out to the Lord or knowledgeable to the Word of God and spiritual warfare, they'll become agents of Satan themselves because of ignorance of their works and the wiles of Satan. If you don't know how he works, you're pulled into it. And, you know, such people, they work the designs without even knowing it. Hosea 4, verse 6. That Bible's got all the answers. I mean, it really does, because it's directed to mankind by the supernatural name of God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, bringing the word of mankind, his word to mankind, to the King James Bible. I'm not going to go over that part of it right now. That'd be a rabbit trail for today. I'm not going to do that. Aren't you proud of me? Perverse spirit. Hosea 4:6 tells you right there. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. That's where it passed on the generation. Friend, that's not good. People are not aware that the source of homosexuality is demonic power that may go back generations. So in essence, they are born with it, but it's because of demonic power that must be broken, not genetics. Isn't that tricky how they do that? Oh, you have a genetic trace that causes them to be a homosexual. And that's not genetic. It's demonic, going back four generations. They may treat it as disease. They may try to medicate the person. Psychotropic drugs, sound familiar? Or counsel with this person. If they can't count them as a homosexual, they'll say, well, your son or daughter has ADHD, which is another baloney. So we need to give them these pills here to settle them down. And then a week or two later, the mother says, or father says, oh, this is great. This pills work so well. My kid is just so docile and so laid back and easygoing. Yeah, he's mass medicated, for goodness sakes. What do you expect? Oh, my gosh. You know, if they're sympathetic with a person who's bound by the perverse spirit without realizing it, they'll come into league with the source. Call it Stockholm Syndrome, if you will. They'll be united with the demon spirit by their sympathy. They'll have opened themselves up to the wiles of Satan and can be used by him. Did you know that the Ouija board, which I may talk about later this week, is a major weapon? They've even made one pink. Makes it less threatening, right? Like a pink 9mm, cocked and loaded, ready to go. Give your 6-year-old, go play with it. Well, can a pink one kill? How can a pink 9mm kill anybody? It's pink. It sure can. Well, the Ouija board does attract demonic entities, and they're there to stay like glue. And as a matter of fact, they take on names. The Ouija board goes back to 600 A.D., as a tool to provide connection between the first and second heaven. A demon, several or more, are attached to that board once you open it up. And they're not leaving until you exorcise. And I don't mean go down to pro gym. I'm talking about exorcise, to exorcise like in the demons out of the body and your house. They're stuck with you like glue. Well, they take on names as children to children. That's why your children gets addicted to it, because they take on the name of a child until they get tired of messing around. Then they cause your child to commit suicide. Look it up if you don't believe me. Behold. And then they bring drugs in. Open up that perverse spirit inside your child. They start shaving their head one side, and one side long hair, one side short hair, start wearing black nail polish and little trinkets and doodads and hand signs that you don't know what it means. Now you know. It's in high school. When they get to college, 10 times worse. Sorry to give this bad news, but you got to know what's really going on. The good news is Jesus has defeated it. Bad news is you ignore him. And just go to church and sit there like a stump or like a mushroom and listen to that preacher yak, 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 not telling you really anything about being born again and saved or how to defeat the demonic realm, but just start to feel good messages. Tony Robbins on the pulpit, and you go back home feeling good, but you've not solved a thing. Right back where you started. Boy. You know, when they're united with this demon spirit by the sympathy, well, they've opened themselves up to the wiles of Satan. By me playing a board, I've opened up a portal. By me going to a seance, I've opened a portal. To me using tarot cards, reading a horoscope and fortunes, that's all demonic. That is the occult. I've opened up a portal. Taking drugs, you got it. What do you think they do with the sports now? And I hate talking about this because, you know, I played football a lot of most of my life, young age. I was into martial arts, meditation, all that kind of stuff. I didn't know. But why do you think? Look at the stands today. They dress up. They put makeup all over, just like back in the days of Amazon rainforest. Back in the days of the Coliseum. Mixed martial arts. They paint the faces. They paint the bodies. They come up with ridiculous looking cheesehead things. Family, all this is part of that ritual. The baseball field, the baseball diamond is, this is amazing, the baseball diamond itself is a Masonic logo put to a game. It's called America's favorite sport, baseball. Well, I hate to tell you this, but that's the Masonic logo, and the Masons worship Lucifer. They don't tell the lower level of that. Now, the evidence is clear, and their ignorance does not excuse them. I hate telling you this. I really do because it sounds old fogey and crazy, but it's true. Doubleday created baseball in the 1860s. He was a Freemason. So they took the logo of the square and the compass and made a baseball field out of it using cricket and some other game from Europe. And they took the G, which is in the middle, as a pitching mound. It's a Masonic game played right in front of your eyes. Do you know when a person crosses a goal line in football and the referee throws his hands up, touchdown, palms facing each other? That's a third degree sign for joy and exaltation in the Freemasonry. The checkered flag at the end of a race car, the winner, checkered flag, the black and white, that's duality. You'll find the checkerboard floors in all the Masonic lodges. Baseball, three outs. Nine players, a multiple of three. Three is an occult number. Family, this is all ritualized. People don't know it. They don't realize it. Designs are divined by the familiar spirit, which is familiar. There's no such thing as ghosts. There's no such thing as Aunt Martha coming back from the dead. I told you to eat that pie. You will now eat it from now on, or I'll haunt you forever. Oh my gosh, it's Aunt Martha. I can't eat that squash pie. Yuck. That's not Aunt Martha. Son, that's a demon. Because that demon knows you fear Aunt Martha. Because she whipped your butt not to eat that squash pie. Yuck. There's no such thing as ghosts. These are demonic entities that take on that illusion of that human that lived there, worked there, whatever. Familiar spirits, they call them. You see, the familiar spirit, not talked about too much. They know all about the traits and the personality of the homosexual, their family and their ancestors. The perverse spirit is set forth as an agent from the spirit of divination to work this curse out. Four generations as allowed by the supernatural. And the spirits of divination function as a communication center within the powers of darkness. And see, the spirits of divination are the strong men behind the perverse spirit. What I'm telling you today is the reality of what's going on besides Ebola, which is a hoax anyway, and the shootings at these schools are being orchestrated. Mark 3:27, no man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods except he will first bind the strong man and then he will spoil his house. Do you understand what that means? Verily I say unto you, Mark 3:28, all sins will be forgiven to the sons of men and blasphemies wherein soever they shall blaspheme. 3:29, but he that shall blaspheme against the Holy Ghost hath never forgiveness, but he is in danger of eternal damnation. Because they said, he hath an unclean spirit. What's talking about in Mark 3:27 is a strong man, demonic entity. That's what that means. They don't teach this in a lot of churches today. The strong man spirit is talking about exorcism of the strong man demon inside the body. Matthew 12:29. Or else how can one enter a strong man's house, spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man? Then he will spoil his house. Family's talking about binding the strong man by spiritual warfare, and to spoil the house is the body. Your body is what this means. They don't explain that in church today. If you have a church that does explain this, good for you. Stay there and use the King James Bible. Otherwise, get the dickens out of there. Once the intention and the work of the strong man is destroyed, the familiar spirits, which are fallen angels or spirit guides, can no longer divine or work the perverse spirit through the spirits of divination. The demon spirits then need to be cast out. Once you bind the strong man, there will be healing. There'll be family relationship healing. You'll have a way the Holy Spirit can work in you. This is what's going on today. Physical, spiritually, financially, everything is involved in what I just told you just now. But you're not taught this in churches, unfortunately, because they're controlled. Since 1887. Many homosexuals are convinced that they were born with this unnatural desire, were born to be homosexual, but this is the work of the lying spirit that's come to enforce and reinforce insatiable desires. And because of ignorance concerning the source of homosexuality, often parents agree that God has made a mistake. This is common. They will sadly accept this lie, will go along with or even encourage their son or daughter to accept it too. It's easiest. They believe that nothing can change the situation. But there is hope. And there is help. His name is Christ Jesus. But the churches are talking about it. They're glossing over it. Giving just their Dr. Feelgood messages. Prosperity teaching. Trinity Broadcasting Network. Nonsense. Daystar programming, nonsense. Every single one of them are Freemasons or Eastern Stars. And they will lie. And they put it in a book. And put their name on it. It'll be nothing but a lie. It'll be sprinkled with some truth to pull you in. Enough to distract you to where you'll not know about spiritual warfare. It's very clever what these people do. You know, the Word of God tells you in Genesis 1, verse 27, so God created man his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. He which made them at the beginning made them male and female. Matthew 19, 4. But from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. Mark 10, 6. No one, absolutely no one, was ever born to be homosexual. It comes from this perverse spirit. You know, a child that's born with traits of the opposite sex because of a design was put upon them before they were even born. Not by genetics, but by a generational curse that must be broken. The parent may have wanted a little girl or a child as a girl. Perhaps the parent wanted a little boy or something. This affects that baby. I talked about this last week. The parental desires of the parents, if those desires are in disobedience to God's word, Satan knows how to work the curse. You understand what I'm saying here? Parents sometimes deceive themselves into thinking that they can do something about determining the sex of their child. Ungodly desires and lying wonder, and it works the design, which is a curse upon the child. Everybody says, do you want a boy or a girl? Either way is the wrong answer. Because you find out today it's a girl, but you want a little boy. So what does that mean? You're going to be disappointed now? I don't see the reason to answer the question. Parents don't even know what they're doing in this case. Satan knows they're in disobedience, and the parents have an inordinate affection toward their child. He knows that. Colossians 3, verse 5 and 6. Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For these things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. It tells you right there. And it goes on. In which ye also walked some time which ye lived in them. But now ye also put off these anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. The old man is a sinning man. And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. The renewed in knowledge after the image of him, God, that created him, God. Whether there be neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. And meekness doesn't mean then what it meant today. You know, the devil's taken the ungodly desires out of the parents which are in disobedience. The churches aren't helping at all. And he's using them as tools, devices to pervert the child as it perpetuates itself through the generations. And you know, the ungodly desires have been transmitted to the womb, have an effect on the unborn child, but it can be broken by becoming born again. Some parents encourage the perverse spirit to become predominant in the child by encouraging traits that are unnatural to their sex. It's carried through. It's not too late. kind of like a prissy little boy may receive that kind of attention from the mother that would normally be doled out with a little girl, but a rough and tough little girl may have masculine drives rather than feminine traits encouraged. Does that sound familiar? I'm a tomboy. We have names for them, don't we? Even though children may have been born with characteristics and natures of homosexual, such as a male child being effeminate or a female child being masculine, or a child having the interest of the opposite sex, these characteristics do not have to be encouraged. The child does not have to become a homosexual. But people are not taught about what I'm talking about today. These traits can and should be changed as soon as they are revealed. They should be dealt with at the earliest age. Irene Arrington Park, she talks about this in detail. David Wilkerson. Many theologians that are involved in this talk about this. It's falling away. You know, if a child has characteristics, lusts, and desires that are contrary to their sex, Irene Parks, she suggests that the parents fast and pray and seek the Lord and get wisdom and instructions from the Holy Spirit. Goes back to what I was talking about a little while ago. Satan's no fool. He has a lot of knowledge, but no wisdom nor discernment. Same thing with the falling angels. He wants a way in, so the only way in is to have the Christian perform a curse upon themselves. If it's planted and cultivated at an early age, it's very harmful, far-reaching in the life of this individual. But Exodus 20, verse 5, tells you right there, "Thou shalt not bow down therefore to them that not nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children into the third and fourth generation of them that hate me." He did not do that to Cana, Cush. Sure did. There's only one way to break the curse from the bloodline and stop it from working. And that's by the blood of Jesus as we pray. Or you could pray. John 1:7-9. Today I wanted to give you solutions. People probably won't like them, but I can't help that. I'm not in for popularity. I can't tell people what they want to hear. I'm not going to do that. John 1:7-9. "The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world." I hope that I'm making some sense today, that I'm getting it across. Because this is pretty in-depth what I'm talking about. Not easy. If we go on, actually I want to talk about 1 John. Yeah. 1 John. I made a mistake, sorry. Actually, I didn't. Both of them work. 1 John 1:7-9. Yes. "If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth." 1 John 1:7. "But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar. His word is not in us. Man, 1 John 1:9 tells you exactly right there. This is the answer. Now, tomorrow, I'm going to continue on. I'm also going to talk about Halloween tomorrow. And we'll talk about the physical designs and the psychic designs of the perverse spirit. We'll speak a little about masturbation. Ooh, surprised you, didn't I? We'll move on to destroying curses and designs and being set free by Wednesday. We'll talk about this as we go along. And ministering to the homosexual. I'll talk about this week. If I say something, I want people to remind me what I'm missing, because sometimes I get ambitious and I want to make sure everything I say I'm going to do, I do. So remind me if I don't. Call me to task. Don't let me get away with it. Family, we got a few more minutes to go. I want to remind you. Whew, what an afternoon. I want to remind you that our broadcasts and Bible studies are played up in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania by John Kirkler, highportradio.net. Highportradio.net. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. And he has sponsors up there in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. And he's looking to expand, so get to his website, see what you can do to help or whatever, and it will work out. But for us, he plays for us. For me, he plays my broadcast and my Bible studies randomly. That's it. My broadcasts are kind of heavy, I know. But I just feel like I got a lot to say. And if I'm wrong in something, man, remind me or call me to task or send me a correction or something, but make sure you got the scriptures with it. And so tomorrow we'll continue on with this discussion. And also, I want to bring up some news that's been popping up later. We'll talk about tomorrow. Everything is connected. Those seven rays connects everything. Transgender teachers, transition announced by school, robocalls. ISIS and the new Horus. U.S. to recognize gay marriages in another six states. Two ministers claim that they could face 180 years in jail for refusing to do gay weddings. Massachusetts father is mad because public school teaches, quote, there's no God but Allah. They're really pushing the envelope, aren't they? Mormon Church admits for the first time that founder Joseph Smith had a 14-year-old bride. See, they're going to start discrediting all religions. All of them, including Roman Catholic. And once they discredit all religions and discredit all governments, the purpose is to lead you to a new world order and a one-world religion. You see what's happening here? Now's the time. So we're the signs of the times are there. They're getting closer, man. They're getting closer every day. And it's not just America. Topless feminist activists are chased through Paris streets by riot police. All these things, man, are taking place. Bam, 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 just like that. Well, y'all have a good night now here, because Jesus Christ won on the cross of Calvary. They're all defeated. You understand this? It's just we're counting the casualties of those that fall away. And that can be reduced by people, by witnessing to others. fulfilling the Great Commission, living your life the right way through Jesus Christ. Not easy to do. Y'all have a good night. God bless you all. Tonight, 8 to 9, Bible study on my network, watchmenforjesus.com. And I hope by the middle of the week or end of the week, I'll have an Android application, an Apple or something, whatever it is. I'm working on getting that thing completed. So that way, those with Androids can also listen to the broadcast. And some other things I got in my mind to do with a Facebook, watchmenforjesus. Website, watchmenforjesus.com. So thank you all for dropping by. And if you see my broadcasts are working, if you agree with them, send them out. If there are things you disagree, let me know. Y'all have a great night. God bless y'all. This is your Watchman, signing off.
The love was shining up from him. Like sunlight from the sky, guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.